It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Each week at this time, we bring you news on the latest technological developments impacting Pittsburgh. And I'm joined now in Studio A by Malia Spencer, who covers manufacturing, higher education, and technology for the Pittsburgh Business Times. And she joins me now in Studio A, sitting at the mic to my left. Malia Spencer, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
So, first thing we want to talk about here is something that is absolutely fascinating. It concerns Alung Technologies. It has incorporated, or I should say Alung Technologies Incorporated, has made some big international news with the Hemalung Respiratory Assist System branching out to China. So tell us what Hemalung is and what this technology means for a country like China.
Okay, well, Alung makes something called the Hemalung, and it's an alternative to mechanical ventilation and works kind of like dialysis. So it cleans the blood and
it helps you breathe.
Yes, it helps you breathe.
And this is important in a country like China.
Yeah.
Because let's think back to
What they did is it's research that came out of Pitt, and they've been working on this for a number of years, and they've gone to Europe. And so it is commercialized in Europe. They're doing sort of a slow rollout in Germany, and they also got approvals in Canada. And now they're looking at trying to get an approval in China. So they're not selling there yet or anything. They're just getting started on that process. And so they've struck up a partnership with a Chinese company, and they're going to start doing trials over there. And so it'll probably be another 2 to 3 years before it starts selling over there. But they're looking at that market because it can treat people with the chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And according to the company, there's more than 65 million people in China that are affected by this because there's heavy smoking there, and there's also the industrial pollutants and things like that.
Right. There's a real need for this. And I was thinking about the images that we saw in 2008 during the Olympics when athletes were getting off the plane. They were putting on surgical masks so that they weren't breathing in this pollution. Evidently, this has really impacted the population of China very negatively. So Alung has identified a real need here, haven't they?
Yeah, which is kind of, the purpose when they're trying to commercialize and go to market. You look and see where are the places that you might want to go. And so, like I said, they're just getting started with that, looking at that market and starting to, like I said, work with a local Chinese company to try and do those trials. They're going to both split the cost of doing that.
Right. And of course, what I have about as much business sense as that cup you have in your hand. But what I always hear is people say that, it really comes down to the law of supply and demand. And so we have Alung with a supply of a product that can help people who are really in need of it in China because of the industrial pollution. So now it comes down to the question of getting around the Chinese law, which Chinese laws or the laws in China are very different from ours, which seems to make it hard for innovative companies to do all of their business in that country. So what are the complications that Alung and other American companies, for that matter, have encountered in China, and how do they get past them?
Well, one of the issues that always comes up with companies going into China is intellectual property issues and how to protect your IP. And so,
in other words, the Chinese are stealing our ideas.
Could
or
say
they
that.
Copy the technology. Well, that's the allegation that we hear.
Yeah. And so you want to protect your intellectual property. And so, like in the case for Alung, they're partnering with a Chinese company. And this is what I hear from a lot of companies that try and go into China is you need to get a partner that is trusted and has a good reputation. You should either have somebody in country on the ground who can help you, or it should be a company that you're really comfortable with. And in this case, when I talked to Pete DiComo, who's the CEO of Alung, he had said that the company they're working with, Curative Medical, actually is trying to get a foothold in the U.S. And in order for them to be successful here, they can't have that reputation of taking American intellectual property. So it sort of works both ways in that case. So they feel comfortable working with that company.
So kind of the idea of the mutually assured destruction will assure that there will be cooperation?
Yeah. And the other thing, too, that they do is a lot of companies will do things where they'll work with manufacturers in China, and you might not know where the pieces that you're – it's kind of like Manhattan Project. You don't know where the pieces go. Or like in this case with A-Lung, they're the really heavy-duty IP is in their artificial lung piece of it, and that's always going to be made here in the U.S. So when I spoke to the CEO, he said they'll continue to make that particular part here on the south side where they make it and then ship it over there and put it into the bigger system.
Interesting. So how long has it taken A-Lung to get the technology right?
That's actually another piece with the protecting IP. They've been working on this for 13 years about, so more than a decade. It's taken them this long to get it. So if you got a hold of this and tried to reverse engineer it, it'd be pretty difficult because of the amount of time they've already put in.
And reverse engineering means?
Where you would kind of tear it apart and figure out how to put it back together again.
I see. Okay. So, and this has been what, 13 years in the making or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. It initially started with research out of Pitt and the McGowan Institute over at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. It's Pitt, UPMC, and the McGowan Institute for Regenerative Medicine.
So they
all work together.
Okay, so they were trying to help the company find the
No, the technology started at the universities and at McGowan, and it has kind of spun out to commercialize. And A-Lung was created to commercialize this technology.
And that's something you wouldn't necessarily think about, but you would need a medical researcher to tell you if the thing's going to work or not. Is this really going to help people breathe easier?
Right, right. And they've gone through human trials and done clinical work and things like that already. They did a big trial in India, and they've gone through everything in the European Union to get their clearance to be able to sell there.
Very interesting. Well, we're talking with Malia Spencer, who covers manufacturing, higher education, and technology for the Pittsburgh Business Times here on Essential Pittsburgh. She is with me here in Studio A. Let's shift gears. Another Pittsburgh-based program that's branching out in a new direction is Alpha Lab with Alpha Lab Gear. The startup incubator is focusing on hardware. Can you explain first what hardware means in the world of startups?
Basically, it just means you build things as opposed to software. So if you've got hardware, you're actually making a device.
You're building really cool stuff.
Yes, it's an actual item as opposed to really cool software.
And so what makes Pittsburgh such a good environment for these kinds of projects?
Well, Pittsburgh has a history of making stuff. You just got to look around. And so when it comes to people trying to start up a hardware company, there are people around that can help you. There are people around that you can work with who can, you know, help you build what you need to build.
So to what extent will this show entrepreneurs that they don't need to automatically look to overseas shops to manufacture products?
That's been something that's I've heard from various manufacturing companies in the area, that this whole reshoring thing that's kind of been making headlines for the last couple of years, that productivity and the technology that we've got here, you can be as competitive as something like over in China, say, but it's closer. You can work with engineers to make whatever it is you're making more efficiently.
And how is the support needed for hardware startups different than a typical startup?
A hardware startup is going to have probably some more overhead, and you have to figure out things like supply chain. You know, who are you going to work with? Where are you going to get stuff? Who's going to make it? And put that together. And so that does take some, if you've never done it before, somebody can help you with that. You also have to figure out how are you going to design something so that it can be manufactured the most efficient way? Because something that looks cool might not be the best design for manufacturability and things like that. So there's various, this Alpha Lab Gear is going to give those entrepreneurs that structure and that help that they might not get if they were just at a regular software accelerator.
And how many startups will the Alpha Lab group take?
Regular Alpha Lab, the software one, usually has, I think, 5 or 6 companies at a time. And this one, I'm not sure if they've said exactly how many they're going to take, but you're going to get applications are open now, and it starts in October, and then it runs through May. And so it's probably around the same amount.
Well, I've certainly enjoyed reading your work on this as you've looked into it, Malia Spencer. And again, Malia covers manufacturing, higher education, and technology for the Pittsburgh Business Times. Malia Spencer, thanks for being with us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. We welcome your comments and your story ideas at ESSPGH at WESA.FM. Tomorrow on the program, we'll find out about the county homestead tax exemption. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.